My name is Jason Spies with Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism. My son Otis and I would like to take this moment to thank everyone involved with the Bakken Shale Play. From the trucking companies to the oil companies to the hotel operators to the restaurateur. It takes a big team to keep this economy moving. And my son and I are happy to be a part of it. You see, I'm running my 9-year-old son's company right now. Because in 20 years when he's ready to take over, the Bakken will still be a world-class shale play. And our company will become a second-generation business. Hold on a minute, am I running my grandson's company or my great-grandson's company?
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. What a great show we got in store for you today. We talk with presidential candidate Donald Trump during his recent press conference in North Dakota, Roger Johnson, the president of the National Farmers Union, about pulse crops, precision agriculture with Justin Miller, drone marketing specialist with Launchbox, and Steve Link with Pfeiffer Auction and Realty about the ag prices in land auctions. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
The 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Armies West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. In our next segment, we go to the Donald Trump press conference in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Well, thank you very much, everybody. The folks behind me got us right over the top from North Dakota, so North Dakota made a big statement, and I just really appreciate it. We will not forget it. Thank you very much. I want to thank a very good friend of mine, Harold Hamm. I guess we can consider Harold the king of energy.
Yeah.
There's nobody like him. I'll tell you, he knows more about it than anybody that I know. So, Harold, I want to thank you for your support. You've been amazing right from the beginning. My friend for a long time. And I've been on the cover of every magazine. I think he's had as many covers as I have, maybe more, Harold. So, congratulations and thank you very much for your support. Okay, folks. Yes, John?
Good day to you, sir. President Obama today at the G7 summit in Japan ignored the time-honored tradition that politics ends at the water's edge to take a real swing at you, saying that world leaders were rattled about the prospect of you becoming president.
That's good.
But he also,
I love that word. He used the bad word because he knows nothing about business. When you rattle someone, that's good, because many of the world, as you know, many of our the countries in our world, a beautiful world, have been absolutely abusing us and taking advantage of us. So if they're rattled in a friendly way, we're going to have great relationships with these countries. But if they're rattled in a friendly way, that's a good thing, John, not a bad thing.
But he also went on to say, sir, that you show an ignorance of world affairs, a cavalier attitude, and that you're more interested in tweets and headlines than thinking about what's required to keep America safe. And I'm wondering if you'd like to respond to that.
Well, look, he's a president who's done a horrible job. Everybody understands that. He's a president who's allowed many of these countries to totally take advantage of him. And us, unfortunately. And he's got to say something. And it's unusual that every time he has a press conference, he's talking about me. So, you know, it's just one of those things. But I will say this. He is a man who shouldn't be really, you know, airing his difficulties. And he shouldn't be airing what he's airing where he is right now. And I think that you're going to see it stop pretty soon. He has not done a good job Today we're giving a big speech on energy. We're going to see some amazing things happen with our country on energy, and I look forward to doing it. But President Obama, you know, you see what's happened. You see where we're going. We're a divided country. We have tremendous difficulty, tremendous problems, and we're going to solve those problems. We're going to solve them fast, okay?
Mr. Trump,
your campaign chairman today, Paul Manafort, told the Huffington Post that as you're building your VP list, it's probably unlikely that there would be a woman or a minority in that mix, because that would be pandering and something that you do not want to do. Can you respond?
No, I think it's likely that we would have somebody, but we don't do it for any specific reason. We're looking for absolute competence. I fully expect that we will have many women involved with, not only, I mean, I've had it with the campaign, but we're going to have many women involved, and I think that you're going to see that. You're going to see that very strongly. So I look forward to it, and I know he was misquoted a couple of times. He's been misquoted actually a lot, but we're going to have women involved at the absolute highest levels.
Mr. Trump,
during the Republican primary, you repeatedly attacked your opponents for being funded by big donors, big money donors. How do you convince your supporters that you are not going to become the puppet that you accuse your opponents of being?
Well, I'm no puppet, and I'll tell you, I'm raising the money for the party, largely for the party, and we intend to raise a lot of money for the party. I have no idea how much, but we're raising it for senators, for congressmen, congresswomen. We're raising it for a lot of the people that are running. We want to go in. We want to have majorities. It's very important. We have a tremendous staff of people. We raised last night, actually, we raised in Los Angeles, we raised a lot of money for the party. And this is money that's going into the RNC. And we are going to have, I think, a tremendous, we're getting thanked all over by the Republican senators, by congressmen. Hopefully, we're going to raise a lot of money. But this is money that's being raised for the party. And I think we're going to have a tremendous success. I'm also continuing to fund big portions of my campaign.
Mr. Manafort was also quoted as saying that if you did release your taxes, he wouldn't advise it because it would just serve to help your adversaries. He seemed to sound as if you're not going to release your taxes.
No, I'm releasing when we're finished with the audit. I have to say the IRS has been very professional. And they continue to be very professional. And when they finish, I've been audited, however, for 15 years. And I don't know of very many people that have been audited for 15 years. I'm audited all the time, so I don't know what that's all about. But the IRS has been very professional. And as we move along, as soon as that's finished, whenever that may be, and hopefully it's going to be before the election, I'm fine with that.
You do pay some federal taxes.
I do. Okay. Yes.
Mr. Trump,
in the wake of yesterday's Inspector General report from the State Department about Hillary Clinton's emails, you've said that you have doubts about whether or not she can stay in the race against you. But are you prepared right now to actually call on her to get out of the race so that Americans can have more confidence in the integrity of their frontrunners?
Actually, I sort of like her in the race. I want to run against her. Look,
but is that the right
she has bad judgment. This was all bad judgment. Probably illegal. We'll have to find out what the FBI says about it. But certainly it was bad judgment. I just read the report. It's devastating, the report. It's devastating. And there's no reason for it. It's just, you know, skirting on the edge all the time. And you look back at her history, and this is her history. It's a very, very harsh report, done really by Democrats, if you think of it. Appointed by Obama and done by Democrats. So it's shocking to see it. It's shocking to see what she did. And really, more than anything else, it's bad judgment. But that's going to be up to her whether or not she wants to continue running.
Mr. Trump, you talk a lot about uniting, how you're working right now to unite the Republican
right.
Party. But I noticed this week when you were in New Mexico, for instance, you went after the governor there. Does this clinching this number now, does this change your approach at all?
Well, I think it will. I haven't yet, I think I will probably, but I haven't had the support of the governor of New Mexico. You know, she was opposed, she was on somebody else's side, which is fine. I mean, that's everybody's right. I imagine she'll come over to my side. If you look at what's happened, tremendous support from all over the country. Senators, congressmen, we have governors all over the place, and vast majorities. I think the approval now is up to over 90%. That's tremendous from where I started. You know, a little while ago it was like 62%. But I won the elections in landslides. You know, very important to say. You look at these elections. We go to New York, we win almost 62% of the vote with three people running.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crowe, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies, and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.